Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Mouth enough!
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield, and I'm Jeff Taylor. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, how you doing there, Jeffrey?
I'm doing great.
Man, what a show. I cannot believe that Tom Brady is back with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I guarantee you that the Bucs fans are just elated.
Every single Bucs fan that I know was up last night like it was Christmas Eve.
You're drinking and talking and having a good time, because Tom Brady, it's excitement. It really is for the city of Tampa. And one thing about Tom Brady, you know, if Tom Brady shows back up, Gronk will no longer be a free agent.
No, he'll be back.
Tight end of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, they have a team that, you know, barely missed the Super Bowl last year, a devastating injury to their top wide receiver, and health in the wide receiver category really hurt the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they're gonna try to run it back again. I think they'll keep that same team together and see if they can't stay healthy and make a run for it.
Yeah, and I can't believe Kirk Cousins, you know, signed back with the Vikings. He got a 1-year extension.
I think that Kirk Cousins likes it in Minnesota. He fits better in a place like Minnesota than he did in Washington, where, you know, it was a big time city and a lot of press pressure on him. Where as a Vikings, they already don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl. They already come at it like they're no good. So I think he with less expectations, I think he's much happier there. It doesn't surprise me at all he stayed.
And you know,
they indicted him pretty early on too. I mean, they really brought him into a weird situation. You know, they drafted him the same year they drafted RG3. The coaches wanted one thing, the owner wanted another, and it was an ugly situation. But listen, Eddie, we're gonna talk about that and a lot more after this break on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence when it's time to perform. No visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right prescription. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable, and they're made in the USA. They prepare and ship directly, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Plus, there's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SPORTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SPORTS, to receive your first month free.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity, Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access, no cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Now then, all over the world.
You know what that sound means, Eddie.
Oh, absolutely.
We're back on Mouthing Off, and we're going to talk baseball because they got a deal done, and the stove is on.
Well, Major League Baseball and Players Association didn't just go down to the wire, Jeff. They broke through it and left it in tatters. I just wonder what the final figures were that got the deal done. Do you know?
Well, let's go over it a little bit. They signed it 5 years, so in 2026, be prepared for another potential lockout with the MLB. There's more playoff teams, so 12 teams are going to make the playoffs. Thank goodness they didn't get away with the ghost game thing. They're going to actually play the games, so it'll be a best of three in that first round with the division winners getting byes, and the wild card teams will play in those three-game series.
Which is good. Absolutely.
Yeah, the one-game playoff was really, really I never loved it. Yeah, I never loved it. I mean, a team that would have made the playoffs almost always lost that game, where the team that wouldn't have made the playoffs won and moved on. I think it was a mental thing. You know, you take a team that is, you just take the mental side of it, and a team thinking, man, we would have made the playoffs if it wasn't for this ridiculous wild card game. You're going into that mentally. And the other team thinking, man, we would have been out if it wasn't for this. They're going in that mentally. It just seems like it's a much stronger position mentally to go in being the underseeded team in those wild card games. And it proved to be the case because a lot of times those teams won. So we don't need a game 163 anymore. That was the tiebreaker that got teams in if they were tied for that wild card spot. They've got a new formula that'll break ties. The universal DH. What do you think about that, Eddie? That's a big one.
Well, that's huge. For so many years, the National League was hanging on to you know, the old school baseball, really. And with the pitcher hitting, and now all it is to me, if you're going to have it in one league, you should have it in the other league. And to me, I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
I think it extends a lot of ball players that their legs are not as good as they used to be, but they can still hit, you know, like say a Nelson Cruz, for instance, that used to play for the Rays, that can still hit, but he doesn't have the wheels that he used to have.
Yeah, the biggest example is actually Albert Pujols, who could potentially go back to the St. Louis Cardinals now and be their DH, because they're going to be in need of one, and that is a guy that's beloved in that city.
Well, I can tell you what, I don't know how beloved he is anymore, but I can tell you one thing, that when he turned his back on the Cardinals and signed that deal with the Angels, people in St. Louis were up in arms, because they absolutely did love that guy, and he meant the world to St. Louis Cardinals.
That's been more than a decade ago, though. They're over it now. They cheer him when he's in town now.
Well, you know, I guess everybody can forgive you for taking the money and running. And so, you know, if he did go back, I mean, to me, that would be great for baseball. He doesn't belong in California. I mean, California has enough stars.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be good for an NL team, unless he stays. I mean, he's obviously can DH in the AL still. The one thing I do have to say about the universal DH, the one detractor for me, is that I really did love that there was a difference between the two leagues, and I feel like it makes baseball just a little more milquetoast now that there's no differentiating between the National League and the American League.
Let me say this as a former baseball player. This really evens the score, because the problem is when you got in the playoffs, well, you go to the American League Park and you use a DH. Then you go to the National League Park and you had the pitcher hit. Well, the pitcher from the American League never hit the whole year. So
yeah, but I mean, the pitchers,
it really jeopardizes a player.
It really doesn't, though, because the pitchers in the National League bat for like their weight. They're 120, 130. So once in a blue moon.
I know some second baseman that's getting paid millions of dollars and can't hit their shoe size, too.
As long as they can hit 40 home runs, though, they'll get paid. It's insane how they do that these days.
Well, you know, it's like, it is insane.
All right. They pushed a couple of these rules to 2023, one of them being larger bases. Don't really care about it. Don't understand it. I couldn't care less about the larger bases. They say there's reasons. I don't know that they necessarily track for me. I mean, if a guy...
That's called minutia.
Yeah.
Nothing. That is just crap.
Yeah.
And, you know, the bottom line is they wait to the bottom of the ninth, two outs, and suddenly a deal was struck. What's great? It's great for the fans, because they're going to get 162 games.
Yeah. Well, the beauty of baseball tickets, though, Eddie, is that they don't really sell them out. So when I'm up in D.C., I go on StubHub, not a sponsor, but we're open to negotiations if they'd like to be. And I buy myself a nice lower zone down the third baseline ticket for, you know, $20. So the baseball teams they increase prices. Like, the NFL has you over a barrel. They're selling out every week. They can charge whatever they want for those games, and people are going to pay. Baseball has to find that happy medium where they can make enough money to get by, but people are willing to pay. I mean, I remember going to Tampa and paying $7 for a ticket and getting a free hot dog and Coke with my ticket than in any other stadium. At Yankee Stadium, a Coke and a hot dog would be $7 each with my $100 ticket. So baseball really has to strike that balance. Another thing is a 14-second pitch clock, and they're thinking about 19 seconds with a runner on base. Also, couldn't care less. The pitch clock speeds
ridiculous.
Up. It speeds up the game, and I never understood that. Nobody's going to show up to baseball games thinking, oh, it's only 2.5 hours instead of 3 hours.
Yeah, I got to hurry up and get home.
Yeah.
You go to watch baseball, and you know something? All these guys, you remember when I was telling you about the television contracts? Here's why come they're paying so much money. ESPN's got a $550 million contract. Fox is paying $755 million. And TBS is $535 million.
Yeah.
Then Apple is $85 million. Then you got NBC Sports at $30 million. I mean, the total is $1.96 billion.
Yeah, I mean, they do care if they have fans in the seats, though, because it looks really bad on television when they don't. I was watching some highlights earlier. It's funny. We're going to talk about some of the trades that were made, but there was one guy whose name I was like, I never can remember how to pronounce this guy's name. So I actually had to watch some footage of him to hear the announcer say his name a couple times so I could drive it into my head to remind myself to say it properly. And they were showing a game in Toronto, which I know it was probably during COVID, but the upper deck was completely empty. There wasn't a soul in the upper deck, and there were spatterings of people all through the stadium, and it looked so bad. to have a completely empty stadium. That's what I like about Minnesota. They built a smaller, there are less seats in Minnesota, so it's less butts that need to be in them, and they've managed to make that stadium look like they're selling tickets. This one disappoints me a little bit, Eddie. They put it off a year, something that I think is very important to baseball. They're banning the defensive shifts. Teams must have two infielders on each side of second base. Won't change the outfield shifts, but those were less about like moving a guy completely over to the other side of the outfield and more just kind of shifting the outfielders over, which has always kind of been a thing in baseball. But this taking the third baseman and putting him at second base and having the shortstop up the middle and basically taking away that side of the field, great strategy, but was just an irritating thing. It was taking away hits that should have been nice base hits put into gaps, and I don't like it. I'm glad it's going away. I wish they would have done it this year, not put it off for a year.
As a pitcher, I think you ought to be able to do whatever you want to on a baseball field. If you outthink the other team, that's fine. It's baseball. That's what you're supposed to do. Steal signals and outthink them, and moving a third. If a guy is nothing but a pull hitter, put the players over there and stop it. I don't care about a clean base hit. He doesn't deserve to get a base hit if you can stop him. You know, from a pitcher standpoint, that's just bogus. You need to be able to move your guys around anywhere you want to move them. Instead of being such a pull hitter, he needs a hit where somebody is not. That's what he needs to do.
I agree with you. You should be able to put your players wherever you want to put them. So I think the pitcher should be able to move up 30 feet closer to the batter whenever he decides to.
No, he needs to stay 60 feet, 6 inches. That has nothing to do with a shortstop or a third baseman. That is just good defense.
Yeah, you and I are going to agree to disagree on
defense,
this one.
In a way to stop the guy from getting a base hit, I'm all for it.
Yeah, you know, there are other sports where they've made it illegal to move guys into weird places. It's the same thing as a offensive lineman not being able to have the ball handed off to him in football if he's not been ruled eligible on that play. It's
well, that's completely different.
I don't think it is, though.
Absolutely. A shortstop, a third baseman, and a second baseman, and a first baseman, and a left field, a center field, a right field, they're there to stop that ball from going through the holes or stop it in any way they can to keep that guy off of first base. And that's just part of the game.
Well, I don't know that we're ever going to agree on that one, but that's good, because if we agreed on everything, nobody would care about anything we had to say. But we'll talk about more after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare
health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now then, all over the world.
We are back with Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with Fast Eddie Mansfield. Max Scherzer Max Scherzer signed with the Mets. Javi Baez goes to the Detroit Tigers. And Corey Seager to the Texas Rangers. Those all happened before the shutdown, Eddie.
Now let's talk about after the shutdown. Dodgers, Jeff, reportedly are targeting Freddie Freeman from the Braves. And I understand that Nelson Cruz from the Tampa Bay Rays signed with your team, the Nationals.
He did sign. That was an interesting sign for me because that's a big free agent signing. I did not think the Nationals were going to make any moves like that. Hopefully it signals that they plan to do more, maybe going right after that guy from Atlanta, because Atlanta made it clear today that they are not going to be able to bring Freddie Freeman back. So we're going to talk about him specifically a little later on in the segment. The Cubs are the favorites to land Carlos Correa. He's the biggest free agent left out there right now. And Carlos Rodon, who was a guy who was oft hurt for many years, or actually just a few years, but didn't have a really good season until last season. And he signed a $44 million two-year deal with the Giants. 29-year-old, had that prove it. Season when he was a free agent.
Yeah, just you know, give Carlos a heads up. He was dodging bullets on the south side of Chicago. So, you know, you got to give that guy some breaks, you know.
He'll be dodging stuff in San Francisco now too.
Absolutely. And you know, Clayton Kershaw is staying put. I can't believe that. He signed a one-year deal for $17 million to return to the Dodgers. You know, I can't understand, you know, even though he spent his entire 14-year career with that organization. He's healthy. He's one of the best there is, but he can't stay healthy.
Well, he's getting up there in years, and there's a lot of mileage on that arm because he did take them to the playoffs and did win a World Series for them. So it seems like that those guys that go deep into the playoffs, being the ace of a team, typically have a shorter shelf life because they're putting all that mileage on. But I'm glad Clayton Kershaw stayed out there with the Dodgers. They lost a big free agent in Max Scherzer, so they had to shore up that rotation a little bit and bring in Clayton Kershaw back. I mean, the guy still, if he's healthy and can throw like Clayton Kershaw, he's an ace. So
if he can stay healthy, he is an ace. But, you know, I wanted to see him. You know, he's a Texas boy. And I was hoping he would go back, finish it up with the Rangers. But, you know, he spent 14 years with the Dodgers, and I'd like to see him finish up as well with the Dodgers. So either way, either go home or stay with L.A. And I think that he probably made the right choice with staying with L.A.
I agree. And they got him for what would seem like a Clayton Kershaw-friendly contract, only $17 million. I mean, that's significantly less than they would have gotten him for if he would have gone to arbitration. A lot of stuff happening on the stove, though. The Twins acquired infielder Isaiah Kiner-Falefa from the Rangers for Mitch Garver. And then they pulled the old flipperoonie. Dude moved to Minnesota for about 3 days, and they flipped him to the Yankees. They sent him with Josh Donaldson and catcher Ben Rortvedt. I hope I pronounced that kid's name right, because he could definitely kick my ass. This you haven't seen this guy, Eddie, but he looks something straight out of the WWE. He is shredded.
They like that Judd boy, you know. Judd is big. A lot of the baseball guys now. See, back in the day, they never let you lift weights. You know, they always said, "Oh, well, you get muscle bound and all that." But you know, the more you lift weights, the longer your career lasts. It really is, and the training has really changed. I mean, you look at Tom Brady, for instance, in football. He knows everything that goes in his body, and these baseball players are doing the same thing. And that gets them longevity. And that's the key to making a lot of money and having a great career, is staying healthy. And Clayton Kershaw probably needs to – it's a little late for him now, but he probably should have done that earlier in his career, because he's had a great career. Yeah. And even though being hurt all the time. Could you imagine if he'd have stayed healthy? He would have been – you know, when you look back in the Dodger organization way back in the day, you had guys like Sandy Koufax. He was kind of like a Clayton Kershaw. He was a great lefty, but when you read about him, he was always hurt, you know, and he pitched a lot of big games like Clayton did. So it's something to what you say, you know, pitching so much that it really hurts these guys down the road.
But if you pitch all of those games and then you go to the postseason where you're asked to pitch, you know, let's say if you go all the way to the World Series or the NL or AL series, you're going to pitch probably 4 or 5 more really hard games.
And because they want you, if you're getting people in and out in those playoffs, they're going to keep you in the 5th, 6th, 7th inning if you can go that long. And then they'll bring in the reliever.
Kershaw
that's a lot. That's a lot on your arm, and it's a lot of strain on your whole body pitching that much.
Kershaw got a bad rep for being bad in the postseason because of the fact that they did utilize him as a starter.
He's worn out.
But they used him as a reliever too. You know, they'd go into those high pressure innings and they'd say, "Who do we bring in here? Our middle reliever or our stud Clayton Kershaw?" And he'd come into those games cool, you know, not cold, but cool, after having pitched a few days before and try to wipe up an inning. And that's when he took a lot of those big losses that led him to having that. So on the other side of that trade, the Twins got Gary Sanchez, who is a home run hitting catcher. I mean, he's the first and second most home run hitting catcher of the New York Yankees history. He's had 34 and 33 in 2016 and 2017, I believe, which says a lot. But I mean, you don't really look for your catcher to be your big home run guy. And Gio Urshela, who is a guy who has been around for a while and sort of made his name in the last couple of seasons with the Yankees, but they're going to put Josh Donaldson's at third base. I think he's a better third baseman than Gio is, and they've got a shortstop now, the Yankees do, and Kiner Falefa, who's a younger guy, and maybe a catcher for the future, although they won't be using him, I don't think, this year. He's a prospect still. Some crazy things happening in Oakland and Cincinnati. Those teams have decided to sell off, and that brings us back.
Oakland is nothing but a sell-off team. Yeah. And why they don't move Oakland up to Las Vegas like the Raiders and get them out of that dump that they play in?
They will.
And you know something, Jeff? All Oakland does is rebuild, rebuild, rebuild. You feel so sorry for the A's fans because they've had such superstars to come through Oakland. I mean, come through like the subway would do in New York. And that's how quick they're there. Whoop and gone. And because they don't want to ever spend money. To be in the base, they're making millions and billions of dollars. They at least ought to put a good team on the field, no matter what. I mean, look at the Tampa Bay Rays. They proved that you can do that with a new owner that really cared about putting a good team on the field.
Yeah,
and they did it in Tampa Bay.
The unfortunate thing for the A's is that they were the Billy Bean team. that figured out of those analytics, and they never got a World Series out of those analytics, but they sure taught a couple of other young guys how to pull off those analytics. And Theo Epstein, made famous by finally bringing a World Series championship to the Red Sox using analytics, and then he brings one to Chicago using analytics, and Tampa seems to be using those analytics as well. I mean, you see them let a guy go, and you think, I can't believe they let that guy go, and then all of a sudden they're just as good after they've let go their ace from the seasons past or their best hitter from the seasons past. They just keep putting it together. The big news out of Oakland was that they traded their first baseman Matt Olson to the Atlanta Braves, which pretty much seals Freddie Freeman's time in Atlanta. They got back basically Atlanta's entire farm system in return for Olson, but we'll discuss that in just a minute because we're going to get to that.
All busted up.
Now, who are you? Right. The Atlanta Braves organization for not stepping up and signing superstar Freddie Freeman to a contract. Yet, he led them to a World Series victory. That's some kind of thanks. But, you know, he'll be happy to go to SoCal because that he's a SoCal guy. And the Dodgers are loading up. And they're getting ready for Bear, believe me. And if they get Freddie Freeman, he'll be there forever.
I'm going to say this about this real quickly, Eddie. Atlanta tried to sign him, and he did the same thing that Bryce Harper did to the Washington Nationals. He looked at a contract that was really good, and he wanted more. And Atlanta said, we're not going to give you more. Take this or leave this. And then, exactly as the Washington Nationals did, going out and signing a guy to replace him before he was actually out the door, the Braves went out and got a first baseman to replace Freddie Freeman before he was actually out the door, which puts the ball in his court. And I think that if you asked Freddie Freeman today if he should have signed that contract yesterday, I feel like Freddie Freeman would, if he was being honest, say yes. But listen, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
I need a laptop that helps me work remote from Charleston, or Charlotte, or wherever I am this week.
It's possible at Staples.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Your local Staples store has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. And this week at Staples, you can save up to $230 on select PCs. Explore what's new for your business at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 3/19. Limit 2, in-store only.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit againstthenumber.com.
That's againstthenumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at exergen.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies. If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. It's been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
All over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. Tom Brady's back. I wonder how the guy from who bought that last TD ball for more than $518,000 feels now, Eddie. It's no longer the last TD football Brady will have thrown.
Well, he might as well go back in the backyard and play catch with some kid, you know, and say, guess what? Tom Brady touched this ball. That's about all he's got. And it's like $518,000. You know something? That's where this day and time, it's really risky for people to buy something that's going to be the last TD or the last ball that this guy ever hits or shoots, because they always come out of retirement. You notice that? They're kind of like Terry Funk in pro wrestling. Terry retired and came out of wrestling probably 25 different times. And so with Tom Brady coming back to Tampa Bay, which everybody's happy for, and the NFL is happy because they got their golden boy back. And I think it's wonderful for the game, but this guy, he's stuck with a $518,000 ball. What is he going to do with it, Jeff?
To be perfectly honest with you, I wonder if he doesn't have some kind of lawsuit against the auctioneer because of the fact that it's false advertising.
Nope. I know. You cannot do that because it was the truth. He retired, and that was the last TD that he threw
at the time they sold the ball.
He never said that auctioneer didn't have the insight that Tom Brady was unretiring. He was retired. So that ball was legally sold at auction, and auction means final. You understand?
Yes.
Once that gavel goes down, sold.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. These guys like Tom Brady want to go and spend more time with their family until they spend time with their family. And they're like, oh, no.
It didn't take him long.
No. I always go back to Urban Meyer saying, I want to spend more time with my family, when he was leaving the Florida Gators. And then 1 year later, he's the Ohio State football coach. I was like, yeah, I guess your family wasn't that fun, huh? You didn't want to spend that much time with them. But I don't think that's why Tom Brady's going back. I think Tom Brady, you know, had some negotiations with the boss at home, and the boss was ready for him to, you know, be around a little bit more. And
until he was around a little more.
Honestly, that could be it. I mean, Tom Brady may have been miserable at home, and she's like, this isn't the guy I signed up for. And she said, you go back and play football until you're ready to stop playing football, because I don't want this hanging over my head for the rest of our marriage. So whatever it was, Tom Brady is coming back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay fans are extremely happy.
That the honeydew list got a little long for him.
Yeah.
And so him being doing those honeydews, he goes, it's a hell of a lot better for me to throw 40 and 50 yard touchdown passes than to do this. Sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for, because when you get it, it really isn't that good. Because I've already been there, and I can tell you that sometimes what you wish you want, you really don't want, because it is not what you think you got. You understand?
A lot of decisions are made like that all the time, Eddie. And unfortunately, it's hard to see the forest through the trees sometimes. And every man has made a decision that he looks back on and says, you know, if I would have handled that differently, it would have been much better off for me. But Tom Brady is the kind of guy that is able to make those kinds of decisions and change his mind. And then one day in the news cycle, he's back. He's back to being the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback. They're no longer looking at a reunion with Jameis Winston to fill that hole. And
oh, my God. You know, could you imagine how many ab legs he'd be stealing down in Tampa?
There were plenty there. I mean, were there any left when he was shipped over to New Orleans? I don't know. But Tampa Bay fans are very happy. What else is going on in an NFL free agency?
You know, something what's really cool is you got 27-year-old wide receiver, Amari Cooper. He's an Alabama guy. You know he can play. And the Dallas Cowboys are trading him to the Cleveland Browns for a pair of draft picks, a fifth and sixth round, which they think, I guess, he can't really play. And so I look at this is Baker Mayfield is licking his chops, tell you the truth.
Yes.
Because you look at if Landry's healthy and you got Cooper, Cooper's going to prove himself now. And then you got Landry will step up. They go and Chubb in the backfield. They got that trifecta right there that can really do something.
I agree, Eddie. And really what I think Amari Cooper's outside of injury, his biggest problem was the guy that was throwing him the ball wasn't capable of throwing a ball to a massive deep threat like Amari Cooper. And right. It remains to be seen. I mean, he's 27 years old. He's got 5-6 years left in him to be great. And that's a great pickup for the Cleveland Browns. Hopefully this will stop the naysayers with Baker Mayfield, because I think Baker Mayfield is the right guy in Cleveland. And now that he's got some weapons, if he can't pull it off, then the naysayers were right. But
give the guy he had to build a team. When Baker Mayfield went to Cleveland, they really stunk. They weren't even really a team, and they had to assimilate a team to win. And he's a winner. Baker Mayfield, you can say what you want, he's a winner. And now he has no excuses. Now all he needs to do is keep everybody healthy and go win a bunch of games. And then he's going to put the Browns back on the map. And it could be another deal like Cincinnati. Here's Baker Mayfield taking the Browns.
I'd like to see it.
Which Paul Brown, created, really. And then Cincinnati Bengals, Paul Brown creation. Now you're going to take the Browns to the championship. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, it won't be a joke anymore to say that someone took the Browns to the Super Bowl. The Cowboys obviously don't like their wide receiver core intact the way it is, because not only did they let Cooper go, Cedric Wilson signed with the Dolphins for 3 years, $22.8 million, and they did bring back Michael Gallup. So basically right now, it's Dak Prescott to Michael Gallup, and whoever they bring in other than him, we'll have to see.
I don't think that's going to get it done, Jeff. And how about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys? Hadn't been about them Cowboys since Troy Aikman. That's how long it's been, guys. You know, all you Cowboy fans, you better listen up. How about them Cowboys left when Jimmy Johnson left the door? And when he left out of that door, that was it for your Cowboys. You've never been the same ever since. And they have it, Jeff. They really have it.
So the Cardinals had a problem that most teams would like to have, and that was two good running backs. They decided to stick with James Conner. They resigned him for 3 years, $21 million, but they let Chase Edmonds go to the Dolphins for 2 years, $12.6 million. The Dolphins needed that kind of running back. So it's the Tua time in Miami. They're letting their backup go, so Jacoby Brissett probably won't be with the Dolphins anymore, and they're moving on from Philip Lindsay and Duke Johnson Jr., two of the guys that were in their backfield last year. So the Dolphins will look different in the backfield. Devontae Adams is staying with I think that was a foregone conclusion when Aaron Rodgers came back. Godwin sticking with Brady. They put the franchise. Both of those guys were franchised. Mike Williams stays with the Chargers, signed a 3-year, $60 million deal. And as of right now, those are the big ones. Christian Kirk stayed with the Cardinals. Well, I'm sorry. Christian Kirk went to the Jaguars. The Jaguars did some good things.
Absolutely.
They brought it. They brought in a good little wide receiver there. And they also signed Brandon Scherff from the Washington Commanders.
that's tough to say, isn't it?
A guard where that's where they need to be focused on keeping that kid healthy in the backfield. So they got a little better on the line, bringing Brandon Scherff down, and now he's got a wide receiver in Christian Kirk.
Jeff, about the Jaguars, they're a lot better team. They're a lot better than people give them credit for. And I think that Trevor Lawrence is going to really step it up because he's got a real good coach now. And I think he's going to step it up. And the Jaguars are going to look completely different this coming season. So look out for the Jaguars. You know, all of a sudden, Florida's getting hot with the NFL. They can't get hot with college, but they're getting hot with the NFL. So which is really cool. You know, the Dolphins need it, and I hope Tua does a great job down there. Tampa Bay, man, it could be in the – I just think that Tampa Bay is liable to go back to the Super Bowl. I really do.
Oh, I mean, with Tom Brady, you'd never bet against him. The funny thing to me, Eddie, is something strange was in the water the last few days because two free agents signed with the Jets – Laken Tomlinson, guard from the 49ers, signed with the Jets, and they also took away one of Baker's targets. Uzama is moving on to the New York Jets. That one struck me as a very strange decision. We were talking about it before the show that he should have read Gronk's book, How to Be a Great Tight End, Stay with the Best Quarterback in the League. Because he goes from a proven commodity in Cincinnati to a guy that the team doesn't even want. I mean, the Jets were in talks to bring in other quarterbacks in the offseason, and they failed to so far. And so we'll have to see how that works out for them. It's the Jets, so I think we do know how that is going to work out. But you saw that the Pittsburgh Steelers found their at least stopgap replacement for Ben Roethlisberger. They signed Mitchell Trubisky, who made a name for himself in Chicago and has bounced around a little bit. And the Washington Commanders.
But, you know, Trubisky is kind of like a Ben. You know, he's big like Ben. And he's not the quarterback Ben is, believe me. But it's like I don't think he really got a good shot. About a quarterback, I've always said this, Jeff, that you need to build your offense around his capabilities. That's what makes Tom Brady so great. He does things that he does really, really good. So make your offense around, if that's your quarterback, build your offense around his strong points, not his weaknesses, and not make him do things that he's not capable of doing. And that's what a lot of these offensive coordinators just can't seem to get over to themselves.
Well, I have,
they're their worst own enemies, really.
I have faith in Pittsburgh. As long as Mike Tomlin is their coach, they're going to make good moves, and this will hopefully be a good move for him. We'll have to see, but we've got other things to talk about now, Eddie, so tell me who it's going to be. Who's it going to be?
Well, my Jabroni of the Week is pretty simple. It's Deshaun Watson. He's my pick because he's been accused by a lot of women of sexual misconduct, and tarnishing and ruining his reputation. That's the sad thing about this. If he can get out of this one, the NFL will scoop him up and he will play again. But he's got a lot, like 22 different, girls claiming 22 different things that happened to him, and he got out of 9 of them. And so he's got a lot more to go. But the NFL will scoop him back up if he gets out because they don't really care because he can play.
Yeah, but the reality of it is that 9 of the charges were dropped. The bottom seems to be falling out of that. That always seemed a little bit sketchy to me when all of a sudden a lot of people start coming out and saying that about you. It seems calculated. It seems like he made someone angry and they came after him. But we'll have to talk about that and more after this break on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Mouthing off all over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we're going to start this segment off on a bit of a sad note. Lost a big name, Scott Hall, better known as Razor Ramon. Broke his hip, and I guess he had 3 heart attacks while he was in the hospital, and he was on life support, and they took him off. So we're going to give him the salute that every wrestler gets when they leave this plane. Thanks for everything you brought to us, Razor.
Yeah, you know something, Scott used to come by when I had the training facility for the IWF. He used to come by all the time, and Scott was a good guy. And he's going to be missed by millions of fans. And I know there's millions of the Mouthing Off Nation that's will miss Scott. Just sometimes things happen in life that, you go in for one thing and then all of a sudden something else happens. And, with being an ex-wrestler, I can tell you that, your body is banged up each and every night. It's like I talked to a neurosurgeon one time and he told me this. Being in a wrestling match is like being in a car wreck every single night. So you can imagine what it does to your body inside that you can't see. Not only what you see outside, but what's really going on inside. And, I've found that out as I've, getting older in life. And I'm not 20 years old anymore. And you can't do what you used to do. But one thing about it, pro wrestling, I really love the sport, and I hope it continues to be what it's doing. And and the guys take good care of themselves, because you're going to need it. You stay banged up, believe me, Jeff, every single night. It's not a, you know, you can say what you want about pro wrestling, but you get your ass in that ring and let me suplex you off the top rope, then you tell me how you feel. And you're not going to feel too good, believe me.
I'm giving you a hard no on that, Eddie.
Well, most people that's got some brains will say no. Well, thanks to the Mouthing Off Nation for listening this week. We'll see you next time on Mouthing Off.